right? But there are a lot of new people here. This is just amazing, all the new faces that are here. I used to, when I'd get up and stand up, you know, it's like, well, there's not a whole lot of introduction. You know, you pretty much know me, what I've been doing and all that. But since there's a lot of new faces, I do have a video. I think it works. We're not going to show it yet in a minute, Kristen. But just kind of let you know what we're doing somewhat in Mexico. We've been in Darla and I, and pray for my wife, Darla. She's just got all sorts of physical issues, pain all over, and she was dying to come tonight and going to do all she could just at least to be here, and she just at the last minute was unable to be here, so keep her in your prayers. But we've been in San Luis Potosí, Mexico, central Mexico, down by Mexico City. We've been down there for 21 years, went down there in 2002, and they've been serving the Lord, and God had placed on our heart a specific ministry. Brother Roger, I tell you what, when I show my slide, I told you, don't you dare laugh out loud, brother, okay? This guy, I tell you what, he's a missionary to China. He showed me a little bit of his slide presentation or his video. Man, it's like a production by Steven Spielberg. Like, wow. And I put mine up, it's like, oh man, I'm embarrassed of this. Hey, a good ministry for somebody, seriously, this is serious. A good ministry for somebody that's an IT guy, good visuals and all that, would be to help missionaries out like us to put together a good presentation. I mean, because people are spoiled now with all these fancy things and sounds and stuff. And me, I get that on my laptop, I choose some pictures, and I try to talk over it or try to play a song that lasts 4 minutes long. And, you know, anyway, but, hey, you do what you can, right? Anyway, it's all about just being obedient to the Lord. You know, we all have our different abilities. And, you know, before I went to Mexico, for you guys that don't know me, I had a painting business, and God had blessed in that. And we did that for 20, 21, 22 years. And then when I was 44 years old, God placed on our heart to go to Mexico. I didn't know a lick of Spanish. I had to go to language school in Aguascalientes, spent a year in Aguascalientes learning the language. And then we moved over to San Luis Potosí and start our ministry, and it's been a great ride. It's been great. But God had placed on our heart something, unique, different, whatever you want to call it. All the ministers are different, and it's great. I had a great time, Brother Roger. If y'all don't know Roger, y'all need to talk to him about his ministry plans for China. It's going to be exciting. Can't wait. I hope Townies gets behind Brother Roger with all their force. He's going to do a great work over there. But anyway, God placed on our heart a unique ministry. Instead of going to one area, like going to a town, like Cerritos or whatever, and trying to plant a church right there, God had used a couple of missionaries in my life. One was Brother Milton Martin, and another was Brother Bob Smith. Brother Bob Smith, he lived in Moctezuma. One time he was here preaching, and he mentioned, I need to stand still, don't I? Okay. Darlis is distracting when I wander back and forth, but I got all this nervous energy. Okay. So, anyhow, Brother Moctezuma, Brother Bob Smith, one of our missionaries, he was in Moctezuma. And one time when he was here, he said, you know, I've got a church in Moctezuma, but there's 400 ranchos around Moctezuma that have never heard the gospel. Somebody needs to go there. And God used that and just placed that in my heart, you know, for a later period. And then Brother Milton Martin, I spent some time with him, and he would go down. He said, instead of just picking one area, Brother David, I encourage missionaries to pick a big area, like a state or a province or whatever, and sow it down with gospel literature, preaching and all that. And when you see pockets start to respond, you know, you talk about the good seed, you throw the seed out. Some lands on hard ground, some lands on fertile ground. So when you see an area with two or three people that are interested, then you can go in there and start, you know, trying to get those people together and start a church there instead of locking yourself into one spot. And so God used those two men in our lives to plant the idea, the ministry, to adopt the state of San Luis Potosí, central Mexico, and to go to every house and in every rancho, every village of that whole state, okay? Had no idea how big of a ministry that was, but once I got down to Mexico and went down to where they do all the statistics, found out there are 6,731 villages just in one state in Mexico. So it's like, wow, yeah. So anyway, we started. We said, okay, we're going to go and just start sowing it down. We're going to saturate the whole state, okay? So that's what Darna and I have been doing for the last 21 years, okay? And with God's help, we've been to over 1,600 villages with the gospel. And you'll see in the slide display some of the places we've gone and basically what has happened. But we just take these maps. We spend 3 days a week going to brand new villages. And then 1 day a week, we rest. The other 3 days, we're having services, Bible studies, and stuff like that, okay? If you ever want to come down and spend an exciting time in Mexico, hey, we live in a beautiful part. Hey, y'all are sweating your brains out here right now? You know, in Mexico, in San Luis Potosí right now, it's probably about 74 degrees, something like that. It gets a high, we kind of sweat. It's about 88 degrees. I mean, we're just, oh, this is horrible. And at night, it gets down the lower 50s. In June, July, and August. So if you want to come down in the summertime and have a, you know, you can have, we can make it fun. We can do work, but we can also do the touristy type stuff. We've got some beautiful stuff in Mexico. But come down, and we have a spare room in our house, and you can spend a week with us and just see what it's all about. And, you know, we're trying to get more recruits, more missionaries out of Town East Baptist Church. I was so excited. I told Brother Roger, I said, I was watching a live stream, and Pastor Rick said, hey, somebody came in his message. He said, someone came to me and said he feels that he's called to the mission field. I was so excited. I said, I can't wait to get back to San Antonio and find out who that is and talk to that person, because that's an answer to prayer. So we praise the Lord. That's an answer to prayer. But there's others. It's been too long, folks. We've gone a long stretch with no missionaries called out of Town East Baptist Church. I think before Brother Roger, before that was probably Barbie Shadrick and... what's your husband's name? Ross. Ross and Barbie Shadrick. I think they were, and that was, how long ago was that? I got to get a drink of water. Time out, okay? Anyhow, we need more missionaries, folks. And if I can do it, you can do it. I think we all have this preconceived thought of what a missionary is. And I did too. When God laid on my heart, all my life, well, not all my life, a big part of my life, I wanted to be a missionary. I was willing to be a missionary. I told God, I'll be a missionary if you want me to be a missionary. Never felt like he had placed his hand on me. And so we just got involved in supporting missions, and just like you guys are doing, just support missions and do all you can for missions on this side. And then if God ever calls you to go, then you can go. So anyway, we were involved in that. And then in 2001, God said, okay, it's time to go. And so we just went. I was 44 years old. So 44 is not too late. 54 is not too late. 64 is not too late. All right? What I did, folks, and I went to my dad after I felt this. I said, Dad, what's too late? 74? No, it ain't. Yeah. Hey, 74, or actually, I'm 65. 65 is the new 40, right? Hey, you watch these old black and white movies, the 65-year-old people they're like walking like that, 65 years old. Now 65, we're in good shape. Most of us are in good shape, right? Praise the Lord. I base my longevity on my dad. My dad lived actively. He was very active till he was like 83. So I've always had in my head, okay, I can be active in the ministry till 83. So I've still got 18 years left. Hopefully, all right? But that's all up to the Lord. But anyway, we need more missionaries, folks, okay? So you can come down, you might get the bug. But like I said, he can use anybody. I was a painter. I wasn't a pastor, preacher, like, you know, we're used to. A missionary's got to be a preacher or whatever. I never saw myself as a preacher. I taught Sunday school. I taught in children's church and did the bus, all that kind of stuff. But I never saw myself as a preacher or whatever. And now God wants me to be a missionary. Well, first thing I did, I went and talked to my dad. Dad, I guess I need to go off to Bible college, right? My dad said, son, you've had 40 years of Bible college right here in Town East Baptist Church. You know, on the job training, you know? And it's okay. So anyway, it's been a great ride in Mexico. And folks, I thank you so much. We could not do what we're doing. This is going to be, all this video you see is fruit that abounds to your account. You have been so faithful, 21 years. Well, you probably start, probably 22 years, because we started deputation in 2001, and then we went to Mexico in 2002. I think the first church after Town East was New Life Baptist Church. That man right there, Brother Chuck Lewis, what's a blessing. He got a special place in my heart. I mean, I was so green. I'm still green, but I was even more green back then. And he helped me so much. I'm sure when I went to his church, he probably hung his head. Man, I invited this boy over here. He's making me look bad. But anyway, I'm just saying all this. God gets all the glory. You know, it's nothing we have. You know, he anything we have is what he's given us. And we just put ourselves at his disposal and say, hey, use me. And he says, okay, David, can you get a map? I can get a map. Can you get a GPS? Get a GPS. Can you get a little packet with the John and Romans and just go house to house? And that's what we did. We got down there, and there's bumps all on the way. Folks, I had it all planned out after language school. I'm going to go and spend 2 years with a veteran missionary, da-da-da-da-da-da. And got down there, and dear Brother Bob Smith, I was going to serve with him a couple years. And I was there just maybe a month or so. He called me in, Brother David, I'm so sorry. I know you was going to spend time with me, but my wife is sick. We've got to go back to the States. And so they left, and Darla and I are sitting there in a little town called Moctezuma, like, oh, no, what have we got ourselves into? I can say a few words. When I graduated language school, folks, I had my teacher told me I had the vocabulary of a 3 or 4 or 5-year-old. That'll burst your bubble, right? At the same time, you know what she told my daughter, Amanda? Hermano, when I hear your daughter speak, I hear the voice of a Mexican girl. She sounds just like a Mexican, the way she talks. She never said that about me. She told me how the vocabulary of a 4-year-old. But anyway, so I'm there in Moctezuma. I can say so little. I mean, y'all learn the verbs and stuff, but it takes a while. I'm still learning. I learned a new word yesterday, okay? My teacher said, try to learn a new word. I know I'm looking at you because you speak Spanish. That's probably why. I love Mexicans. I love Latinas. Latinas. Latinos. Latinos. Spanish, okay? Woo, I'm getting myself in trouble here. Anyway, I was there. Brother Bob had to leave. It's like, well, I know what God told me to do. He wants me to go and give the gospel to every creature. Isn't that what we're supposed to do? Amen. You know, we waste so much time doing other stuff. It doesn't matter. The most important thing is to preach the gospel to every creature. If you're saved, you're going to heaven. You can't get any more saved than you are. But we so often just sit around, enjoy life, and people all around us are falling off into hell. And I'm not just saying in Mexico, here in San Antonio, Texas. So wherever you are, that should be a burning desire. You know, the pastor said this a couple weeks ago. Take three tracks every time you leave the service and give those three tracks out. Well, that's nothing. It's three more tracks than you were giving out, and maybe it'll be a start. Anyway, we got out there and just started going the villages. I started out without a GPS, and we would drive out on these maps. These are topographical maps, and you can see the mountains. You can see rivers and stuff. So I'd head out north, and okay, there's that river, and there's whatever. Many times we drive out into a field, I have to get on top of my car with binoculars, just try to find the grouping of houses, because a rancho is a village, basically, a grouping of houses. It could be 10 houses, 50 houses, whatever. But then one time my dad was down there with me, and we were doing that. He said, son, there's got to be a better way, and he bought me my first GPS. And so with that, I just punched in the coordinates, and the latitude, longitude, and now that's how we go out there every 3 days a week. But anyway, so we started going out. Darla and I, she's all banged up. She's messed up. Some of that is on me, because out in those ranchos, they're not paved road. They're just, you know, over the river and through the woods and all that kind of stuff. So she's been bounced all around. So she's paying for it right now, okay? She can't go with me anymore, but God has given me some men that go with me, praise the Lord. But anyway, Darla and I started going out, and we would take these little packets. Basically, it's a bag with John and Romans and a track and some information how they can contact us. And we just started going house to house. And I walk up there. Hey, this is what was very not humiliating, humbling. Thank you very much. Gracias, hermana. And I'd go to house and I'd say, regalo. I knew regalo, okay? Regalo. And they'd smile at me and look at that, and they'd ask me something. I had no idea what they were saying. Can you imagine? And kids, even kids. ¿Para qué es? Regalo. Blah, blah, blah. And that's how I started. You know, God was so gracious. And little by little, God gave me more vocabulary. And all that has happened is because God is a great God. We serve a great God. and he can use you too. So if you have any inkling, or even if, you know, I haven't heard the call, you know, we've all been called. So often we're waiting for this special zap on your head. Just volunteer. Hey, I'll go. You know, let me go to visit. I don't think God wants to be a missionary, but I think I'll go visit Brother David and Darla in Mexico. And you get out there and you, hey, this is pretty cool. I can do this. And then I'll have somebody help me. All right? I am looking for a recruit. When I went to San Luis, I thought I could do this in my lifetime. Like I said, 83 years, now I got 18 years left. I thought I could do the 6,731. Well, it didn't quite work out that way. And it's because we can't spend all our time. We don't want to just run through villages, throw gospel tracts out just so we can say, hey, we got another one. God lets us have great encounters. We get to visit people. Then we have people that are interested. Now we can't keep sowing like we did before. So now we spend time with them. So that's why it has slowed us down. But that's what it's all about, okay? But anyway, I'm saying all that because now I'm looking for somebody to split the state with. So if somebody's interested and you want to come down, I'll say, hey, I'll show you the ropes, or I'll show what I'm doing. And if God leads you to do the same, do the same thing, great. You take longitude X to the east, and I'll take longitude to the west, or whatever, or latitude, whichever it is, and we'll conquer this thing together. So if you think about it, or just maybe playing with the idea, and you don't have, again, you can be 64, or 54, 44, 74. That's kind of pushing it, but hey. If God says do it, just do it. Anyhow, this, folks, I'm going to show this video. It's a five-minute video. Basically, it's 21 years in 5 minutes, showing you what the Lord has done, what God has done, great things he has done. One thing I learned a long time ago, folks, we can't brag about ourselves. If nothing happens, we can't say, well, it's not me. I mean, if we're doing all that God wants us to do, we're sowing, we're preaching, we're being faithful, and we don't have a whole lot to show, we don't have to hang our head. Let me say, I'm doing what God said to do. On the other side, if, man, we're blowing and going, we got 37 churches started and yada, yada, and thousands being saved, we can't say, wow, look at me. It's the same thing. I'm just being faithful. Okay? So that's all God wants is faithfulness. So this video will show your investment. You've been investing for 22 years in David and Darla West, and here's some of the fruit that God has allowed us to see. And it's not Steven Spielberg, Brother Roger, okay? All right, let's give this a try, Miss Kristen.
San Luis Potosí, Mexico. San Luis Potosí is a very beautiful area with its own customs, wonderful, delicious fruit. And our ministry is outside of the cities because of the years of missionaries coming to Mexico. Many churches have been established in the cities, and God has placed on our heart to work outside the city in areas called ranchos. Brother Bob Smith and Brother Milton Martin were two of our mentors. We show gospel films, but our number one goal is to reach the 6,731 ranchos in the state. We put our package together. Here's my dad and my father-in-law that come down a number of times to help us. They make packets, and then we take these packets out and just go house to house sharing the gospel of the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Lord has allowed us to see a number of people saved. Once we see someone saved, we try to get them involved in the Emmaus Bible Correspondence course. And here are some pictures of some of those who have completed the course and received their diploma. We also do vacation Bible schools, and we've had a lot of good success. We play all sorts of fun games, puppet shows, and we get a lot of contact into their homes to speak to their moms and dads. Our first mission was started in La Matanza. Our second one was in La Esperanza. My wife and daughter have been such a blessing to me in this ministry.
Amen.
Working with the children and the ladies. Cerro Gordo Baptist Church, and were able to ordain Brother Lupillo after working with him a number of years. We have since left the work behind with him and moved on, started working in other areas. About 4 or 5 months ago, we started a mission here in Tanque Blanco. We have our meetings there on Saturday at noon. And the Lord has allowed us to see a number of people saved. And some of those that get saved, they receive a Beans Bible once they show evidence that they've truly been saved. We're able to present them with a Beans hardback Bible free of charge. We also started the Bledos Baptist Church, and that church continues to grow. What a blessing it is to see the people grow. They average anywhere from 30 to 40 on Sundays. Brother Martin, Brother Marian are two of the main men in that work. Such a blessing to see them step out and become a big part of that work. We just had a missions conference back in September. We had 4 or 5 missionaries and just had a wonderful time. Here's some of the outreaches that we've had. We do special things to get the people to come in that don't normally come to church. Get to preach the gospel to them.
We're
making disciples that can make disciples. And here are some of the men out evangelizing in the neighboring communities. We're always busy following up with Bible classes in different villages trying to start new works. This is the mission in Pastora. We meet there on Sundays at 11 o'clock. The Lord has allowed us to see some folks saved and baptized. This is fruit that abounds to your account. Thank you for allowing us to be your representatives in the state of San Luis Potosí, Mexico.
Amen. So that's basically, thank you very much. That's what God has allowed us to do because of your generous offerings. You know, the devil's going to be the devil. He's going to continue to whisper in your ear that money that you're giving to missions could be used in something else. You know, we all have things that we want, and it's, you know, I praise God for people like you. You don't just give like a small pittance. Y'all are big givers to missions, and the devil, he's never going to fight it. But I tell you, it's worth it. You may not know these folks. If you come down, you know them. But I mean, you'll know them in heaven. But it's worth it. All the things that you're doing without for me and Dar to be able to be there, because we spend a lot of money just on gas, because 3 days a week when we first started going, we went to what we would do where we lived. We draw a circle 15 kilometers and we do all the villages in that circle, and then we draw another circle 15 kilometers. Okay, now we're driving about 2 hours on those 3 days that we're going to brand new villages. We're driving about 2 hours just to get to there, so we'll drive up there and then we'll evangelize, then we'll come home in the evening. Usually I go north one day, and the next day I'll go west, and the next day I'll go east. And so, because I have 3 men in 3 different sections that go with me. So we couldn't do that. I mean, I'm so grateful for the offerings that you folks are giving. So just keep being faithful to the Lord. And I've got about 10 minutes left. So I want to ask if there's any questions. Anybody has a question about anything I said or any doubts about our ministry or whatever? Yes. That pretty little girl back there. Yes, young lady, what's your name? My little Mexican. Hey, she speaks good Spanish. What?
Make sure you have to leave tomorrow.
Hey, okay, here's the latest. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Okay, the latest news. All right. We were leaving this morning. Then we were leaving Thursday morning. Right now we're leaving Friday morning. I think my daughter's praying against me. Anyway, that, yeah.
So, and it's so great to have my mom with me. What a blessing. My great mom, she's a great Christian lady. Yes, sir, but Savage. They're there, yes, sir. Yeah, it's a little crazy. We generally have been blessed. We haven't had anything really happen to us except minor stuff, trying to block the highway and assault us on the highway, and you know they ram us from behind and try to you know get some money out. But as far as, well, that's minor, okay. I mean, there's badder stuff. There's worse stuff, okay. I've always been concerned because there's a lot of kidnappings and stuff like that, you know. And, yeah, they kill people and hang them on the bridges and stuff. So it's pretty nasty. Going out to Bible study just last year in July, me and Brother Jojo's driving. All of a sudden, look, Jojo, there was five bodies just laid like cordwood on the side of the highway. They kill these people and then they lay them out. They display them to scare everybody, you know. It's cartel against cartel mainly, okay. But then innocent people get hurt also. So thank you for saying that, because if you don't have our prayer card, take a prayer card and pray for us. You know, God's had his hand of protection upon us. Like I said, we're still alive. I told my wife, if somebody ever tries to kill us, like if we're driving down a car and they stop our car and they want to pull us out, because what they want to do, if they want to pull us out and haul us off somewhere and then, you know, torture us and then call everybody here in San Antonio and try to get money out of you, I said, daughter, we're not going to get out of the car. If they got to shoot us inside the car, that's what they're going to do. I'd rather be dead in my car on the highway. At least everybody will see it. Then be dead out the thing. I'm sorry, man. This isn't fair to men. I'm sorry. I should. Anyway, I'm just answering the question, sweetheart. Okay. I didn't mean to get so much in that stuff, but it whatever. Okay. So I hope I answered your question. Yeah, the cartel. There's pockets that are worse. Sinaloa, Zacatecas, other places are hot pockets. San Luis, we're kind of like. They have like green, yellow, red. We're probably yellow. There's some red like Sinaloa and Zacatecas and Morelia, the place like that. Those are more really dangerous. But I'm sorry?
I said we'll pray for you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. That's why we're still here.
What else can we pray about?
Oh, man. Pray that God would raise up more men, Mexican men, that will get the vision. That from day one, that's been my goal. When I get there, I'm always looking for some man that I can turn the work over to. Somebody that'll love their people. Some people that realizes, you know, what David did, I can do that too. I need to do that. And I need to go to the next village. And honestly, we haven't seen a lot of that. I'd like to put on a big picture and say, hey, you know, they're all getting saved. They're all on fire for the Lord. And they're all out evangelizing. So pray that God will... give me some good men that are really strong and they're excited and they're wanting to see their own people saved. That's what we need, more men. God's blessed us with a number of women. Lots of times that's what happens, right? We've got a lot of good women, but I need some men. Yes, sir, Pastor.
How many American pastors, missionaries are there in the state that you're in? Do you have a fellowship that way?
We have a fellowship, not with American missionaries. Every month we have a pastor's meeting like you, but it's Mexican pastors. But to answer your question, Mexican missionaries in San Luis Potosí, American missionaries in San Luis Potosí, there's three. And that, talk about an answer to prayer. I've been praying and praying and praying. I was praying that God would send somebody out of town east. And I'm still praying for that, okay? That God would send somebody from town east to help us. Now I'm just praying God will send somebody out somewhere, okay? But it's cool. I was praying that God would send two families. And about 3 years later, the Cavones came down. They're from Georgia. Didn't know them from Adam. And then another family about 2 years ago, the Barnes came down. And they both have a heart for the villages also. So anyway, so those are the three American missionaries that I know in the state of San Luis Potosí. And there's room for more. Yes, Oscar. Brother, I would say 97%. I mean, it's very rare I come across someone that knows what I'm talking about.
The Mexican missionaries that you were referring to a while ago, do they present, are they familiar with them? Are the people that talk to familiar with the Catholic faith?
Okay, are the people, okay, I'm
sorry, I should have referred. Are some of these people that you witnessed to and so forth, are they not familiar with the Catholic faith?
Oh, they're familiar with the Catholic faith. Well, somewhat. The average Mexican is a Catholic. If you go to, they just, by heritage, by custom, they're Catholic. They may not go to church, they may not go to Mass, they may not know the doctrine of the Catholic Church, but if you ask them, they're Catholic, okay? If you ask them, what does the Catholic Church teach? Some know, the majority don't. But as far as salvation, because when I go out, my favorite track is, where are you going to spend eternity? ¿Dónde vas a pasar la eternidad? And I said, what do you have to do to go to heaven? Can you know for sure that you're going to heaven? And the answer is, nobody can know that. Because if anybody that was in the Catholic Church, if you're raised in a Catholic Church, I'm assuming if they do the same, they teach the same thing here, it's a sin. It's called the sin of presumption. If you say, I know I'm going to heaven, that's a sin in the Catholic Church. Okay? So they don't believe anybody can know. And so that's what I'm down there for, to say, hey, you can know. Look at 1 John 5:13. These things have I written unto you that ye may know. I said, man, if you don't know, you'll be miserable your whole life. He's like, where am I going to go? You'll never have peace. And Jesus came here to give us peace. And so you can have peace. You can be sure. And so, yeah, the majority do not know the gospel. And they're very, the majority, brother, what's cool, if you're getting discouraged witnessing here, come down to Mexico. You'll at least get a chance to talk to people. Because out in the ranchos, I mean, they're the kindest folk. I mean, they're out doing their stuff, riding their horses or feeding their animals or whatever, but you approach them, they'll stop. And they'll talk, they'll give you at least 15 minutes before I got to get back to work or whatever, but they'll listen to the gospel. Do they all get saved? No, the majority don't, but they listen, and the seed's been planted. Isn't that what we're supposed to do? Plant the seed? So a lot of seeds been planted because of you guys. Yes, your Brother Savage. We use the Reina Valera 1960. There's a recent one that has come out, the Gomez,
yeah.
But we don't use that. Well, I mean, I'm not against it.
I just read something that Chick tracked.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he has some whole research on that.
Yes, he's got some good Chick tracks. Yeah. We give a lot of his tracks out. And I got some. I don't see Trinidad here. He supplies me with the Chick-type tracks. What is your life that we give out there, the cartoon tracks. And they'll take tracks. Like I said, many people here they won't even look at the tracks, you know, maybe. But that doesn't mean we ought not be giving them, all right? You can only be faithful to do what God tells you to do. You're not responsible for what they do. So if you give a track and somebody doesn't read it or reads it and then throws it away, don't fret about that. Leave it in God's hands. It's all Him. He's doing the work, right? We're just a channel that He's using. Remember my dad always talked about, we're just a funnel. He'd use that illustration about giving to missions. You know, God's just looking for some funnels that He can pour money through to bless missionaries or bless God's work. Same thing. God is just looking for people that just be faithful just to do what He says and leave the results to Him.
Amen.
Okay? Right. Anything else? Any other question? That's my preference. I like question and answer myself. I had a message all prepared, but if there's no more other questions. Okay, well, I'll end with this because I got 1 minute. Pray for my family. We had a great time on Monday, Labor Day. We had a great time swimming and sitting around eating. Woo, man, Clayton made some filet mignon steaks. Wow. We enjoyed that, but afterwards we were playing board games, and then we were talking, and my daughter, Stephanie, bless her heart, just started crying. This will help you pray for your missionaries. Dad, when can you come home so we can have time with you? It's not fair. Can't God use somebody else out there? There's plenty of work to do here. I want my grandbabies to know you, you know? I got a 92-year-old mother. Praise the Lord. I mean, look at this lady. She's still going, but she's not going to be going forever. I'd like to just, I've enjoyed my time here. I go up and have coffee with her. I could just sit with her all the time. We just enjoy each other's company.
It's hard to leave, you know, because I know one of these times, you know, what can happen. But you know what? You can't let that control you. My daughter, when she said it, Dad, you know, you're 65, you know, can't you come back? I said, sweetheart, I could, but I'd be being disobedient. I can't come back till God says. And so it's hard, you know, it's hard. It's hard all around. So, and Amanda too. Amanda's my little strong one. She doesn't want to say it. Amanda feels the same way. She just doesn't want her daddy to be sad, you know, when she says, Dad. But they want us here, of course, you know. I mean, we're just such good people. We like to be around. No, but, I mean, dads and moms want to be with their kids and their grandkids and stuff. But we'll be together in heaven, right?
Amen.
So that's what we got to keep focusing on, okay? Anyway, since there's no more questions, thank you so much for allowing me to get up here and share this. It's 8 o'clock, I think, Brother Dave Dillon. Or, Pastor, you want to come up now or turn over to Brother Dave or...